You know, sometimes I think it's nice to take a break and just listen for a while. Where you don't have to do the talking. Where you don't have to do much thinking. Because you've set time aside to take a listen to something like this, to me just talking. And this is all improvised. Haven't thought about what I'm gonna do or where we'll end up. But I think there's a certain fun to that, isn't there? There's a kind of excitement when you don't know what's going to happen. And a mind might wander. But yours would do well to continue listening to me. I'll make it fun. And I wonder what happens exactly when you listen to a voice that you really like. What happens when that voice just seems to hit the right spot, slipping into your ears so easily, effortlessly? Here you are listening to me, sitting down blissfully, happily listening to every little word I speak, every syllable, all these lovely little intonations. Wonderful, isn't it? To be here, sit back, listen, don't talk, don't think, so much easier to listen to me. And I think when one is a really good listener, they can give their attention to the other. It's not about themselves so much as it is about actually showing that care, showing that consideration to listen to someone who speaks to you. And you can do that. You can focus on my voice and every little word that I speak, and it can feel nice. You can give yourself the pleasure of selflessness in listening. And it can be so nice sometimes, because that kind of focus, where you're completely engrossed in what one is saying, can lead to fun places. I mean, consider listening to, say, a comedian or a storyteller. One and the same, really. When you're really engrossed in it, you stop caring about what's true or what isn't. You stop thinking about all the little details that don't relate to what's being told in the narrative. You have this wonderful suspension of disbelief, and your critical thought really doesn't matter so much because you enjoy it. You allow yourself to be open-minded in that moment and react so naturally. And I find that wonderful, and I think what some don't realize is it just needs a little focus just to be a good listener, to drift off and enjoy every little thing that I say. And you know, I think a lot of us forget that we can take a moment to just breathe in and out at your own pace, breathing slowly and steadily. And it can be such a relief to just breathe more slowly. And give yourself time. Pace yourself. Relax. This is your time. And I'm just here with my voice, and you can hear my words, and wherever you might go, wherever you might drift, is absolutely okay. You can focus easily, and then if you drift one place and another, just remember, you always come back to these words. They're always so nice to listen to. And it's wonderful, really. And you know what I like about this? When you really get into that sense of immersion, listening to someone. You really are a good listener. See that smile on your face? Those eyes, they're so pretty. Or is that what you think? Looking into mine? painting fun little pictures with words, feelings, to sense, to see, or like in a book, you're just in the scene. And maybe you're sitting across from me, and I'm just talking to you, and we're having a nice time. Maybe we're out together. Maybe we're just inside and enjoying ourselves. And there's a lot of simple pleasure in that. Really, just kind of getting engrossed in something. Something you love. Something you really enjoy. Something that, after a hard day's work or any other kind of exertion that wears you down, this can be a little pick-me-up for you. And that makes me smile. How about you? You're lovely. Remember that. Breathe at your own pace. And just relax, focus. And I wonder when things grow quiet and more intimate, more passionate and more intense, where might you find yourself with me? Something so simple and so serene as listening to a voice for a while, a voice that led you in places and places I didn't even know we'd end up. And the surprise, the suspense, perhaps you're in bed with me and you're laying beside me, maybe against me. I'm caressing you with warm arms, gently, gently against myself. As I lean across to your ears and whisper into them, and so lovely to be here with me. You don't need to think. You can drift. And sometimes things remind you of how your thoughts can just drop a little bit more. It gets your attention, but then you can sink a bit, can't you? You're reminded of how nice this feels as you sink again. Ever saw a waveform peak and then drop right back down? Like that. A moment of awareness and then eyelids flutter, eyes roll back. That semblance, that expression of subspace on your face looks so lovely. So keep sinking for me. Every little snap, feeling so nice, nicer than the last. It's so wonderful. Looking forward to the next. But what happened already? All these words that swim in your mind so peaceful, and here you are listening to me so sublimely said. Words spoken, beautiful speech. Assonance, consonance, alliteration. Cadences are so wonderful to listen to. How I speak really affects you. And I like having you here, my little plaything. Nice to have you here, listening to me. What does this voice make you feel? Stroking across your cheek, under your chin, my soft touch, hands so soft as these words. Seeing your eyes so glassy, so listless, they struggle to stay open, they want to close. And they can't. Can close and give you more intensity, more passion. Close them, relax for me. Enjoy yourself and this bliss, this paradise where everything else doesn't matter. And the only thing that does is what we share right here and right now. You don't think. I do the thinking for you. You don't speak. I won't speak for you. You only do what I say. Respond as I do. There are no mistakes here. You are just fine. And it's perfect to have you slumped against me as I stroke my fingers through your hair, other hand caressing your neck, warm, warm against cold. Fingers just a little cold, palm warm and hot like your neck, pressing against that soft flesh so gently, as I stroke your hair. Relax. You're safe. You're okay. Everything is okay. Everything will be okay, sweet thing. And I wonder, how did we end up here? How did we get to this place? Did you just follow a girl you didn't even know home? From a conversation that you had on a date, or followed a girl home from a chance sort of meeting while you were out? Had a conversation that led quite far. And I haven't even put you on my leash yet. Goodness, look at you. You're so cute, you're so pretty. Oh, you're so wonderful and beautiful. When you're following every single thing that I say, sounds so fucking good that you can melt into every word. And it's so luscious, so vibrant, and yet it saps you of any willpower. Willingly, you want to do this for me. And I don't mind. I like a willing host. Host to my will, to my whims. Did you even realize you stripped naked for me and I didn't even have to really say much? Maybe you expected sex when all I want to do is cuddle you. Naked next to me, vulnerable, happily. I'm still clothed though. And it's just to show contrast. Show your position versus mine. And my fingers are still stroking across your face. Teasing your soft lips, jaw slackened because it's so soothing and so relaxing. Right under your chin to make you feel like a good listener. A good little plaything for me. You're so sweet for having done all of this for me. And I thank you for that. There's no pressure, no expectation. We drift from page to page, like flipping through a book. And I can be very nice, I think. But you don't sink more for me. Don't think sink deeper and drop everything. Relax further. It's easy to simply relax. When you hear a voice like this, what do you feel? It's the question I asked since the beginning, huh? Compelling, lovely, and here you are, naked for me, vulnerable but happily, feeling safe and comforted, but feeling the kind of pleasure that really gets you going. But this is just simple submission, isn't it? And I really enjoy that. I enjoy how power exchange can manifest in such simple ways, such simple displays. And us just here, sharing this intimacy, where you're naked, I'm clothed, you're listening to me, I'm speaking, and you feel powerless. But it's all willing. It's all desired. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with getting aroused to the sound of my voice. There's nothing wrong with listening intently and not touching. After a while, I would love to slip a collar around that neck. Love to let you feel that cool leather or that very unique kind of snug that only rubber can provide. With all the warmth of your obedience leading you. A leash to clip onto that hardware and lead you further. On your hands and knees, submissive one. Don't think, just sink. It's so relaxing. Blink and sink further. Blink and sink. Ah, yes. Yes. You're a good listener. You open those eyes. And you can imagine, without thinking at all, you're staring up at me, you're on your knees, leashed and collared. You're looking into my eyes, their intense, dominant, knowing appearance, staring right through you. Blink for me, sink further, mind growing clouded as you blink your thoughts away. Not thinking, you're just wondering why a blink and a snap dropping further, and it's so nice for you to blink, not thinking, tension and release, blink for me. Good. Now, blink again. And next time, keep your eyes closed. Blink. Good. Good little plaything. Doing the dumb little things I ask of you. Look at you. Such a wonderful toy. And this is only our first outing. I wonder what else you would do. When your eyes are closed, you don't know exactly what's going to happen. It's something I really like. Sensory deprivation. You don't know where I am aside from the positioning of my voice, but in this case, there's not much to go off of, is there? Feel my cold hands on your neck makes you shiver. Oh, my nails running across your skin. Not enough to leave a mark too much, but you love the tactile sensation of it. Oh, makes you shiver. Really lost in the cloudiness of the subspace, and that's wonderful for me. I bet you'd be leaking, And all that pleasure between your legs. You mind if I press my bare foot against that to feel just how heated you are, how aroused you are, clenching my toes? Ah, you like that, don't you? What a pervert. Who would have thought that someone would just follow me all the way back home and end up on their fucking knees, bound and naked for me? Well, I would have thought that if you listened too closely. Oh. Poor thing, you've fallen into my web. I don't mind, you don't mind, and really, it just amounts to me leading you, not thinking, sinking. And it's so easy to remember that if there's one thing that should be on your mind, it's just Mocha. Wonderful, wonderful. My sweet little listener, you've come all this way, and I really enjoy that. So what does a voice make you feel, When you're on your knees, when you're beholden to my will, and the words that I speak can affect you so heavily, how you've gotten from point A to this one here. One might wonder, mine might wonder, but you've fallen into the right place, drifted, and it's okay. All you have to say is, yes, Enchantress. Know your place. Know that it's willing. Know that it's not forced. No matter how I might make a scene feel, it's consensual, and I would never ask you to do something that you were truly uncomfortable with. I'm a girl who likes a diverse set of things. I can be caring, I can be sweet, I can be dark and evil, and quite sadistic. But I love my playthings nonetheless. You know something I really do enjoy? Though you might not fit this yourself, but I love the inexperienced ones. The ones who I show the ropes to. Yeah, quite literally, huh? Get them used to exploring their own submission. Gently at first. And maybe keep it there, their soft little thing. And get them used to the pleasure that comes solely from servitude. Solely from pleasing a woman like me. And knowing that submission is much different than just normal lust. Going from being a horny thing that just wants to get off to one that really enjoys the long-term pleasure from submitting. And I think it's a wonderful thing to see them blossom into an experienced submissive, maybe even one who could guide others. That is sweet, isn't it? And you've made your own journey here, your own path. And it didn't really lead to much now, did it? It's simple submission after all. That's all this is about. What a voice can do to you doesn't have to be so inconsequential. It can go very deep, very far, very quickly. Associations build and you find your place. Here I am. You don't think, and hey, what was that first drop? Drop a bit more. That feels good, doesn't it? Just a little surprise, because I like surprises, and it's really nice to be where you are. Simple pleasures can be some of the best ones. Tug on your leash, and you're a good plaything for me, sweet one. But I think I've had my fun, and there's certainly much more to explore. I'll see you again soon, but for now, let me help you up from that, You're bound up in my words. How did this happen? You just drop further. Good. Drop for me. Cutie. I love my playthings. You know that's why I call them that. Little toys that never know what I'm gonna do. Oh, I play with them as I please. No, but really, I'm gonna wake you up soon. So, imagine yourself for me on your knees and feel those heels against that ass, sitting on your haunches, prostrated low for me, maybe your head down at my feet. But I'll count up and you'll find that you rise back on your own 2 feet. Of course, it's metaphorical. You might be sitting down, lying down, whatever position you're in. Mentally, we're gonna have you on your own 2 feet again. So enjoy it. We're going from 10 to 1. Remembering what a voice can do to you. It's so lovely to listen. 10. So wonderful to be so low, feeling so deep, helpless, and susceptible, but knowing it's willing and that you want it. And if you truly didn't, you could turn this audio off. You could opt out, but you haven't. And I respect that. 9. You're starting to wake up. And it's all so wonderful. Oh, so much a blur, and it feels so wonderful, the intensity of it, the afterglow of a scene. And I like that too. And you should feel good with 8. Because you've done a very good job listening this whole way through, enjoying how a voice can feel in your mind. Starting to rise up a bit more with 7. And it's lovely to know that you can be my little plaything. My sweetest little toy. At 5, everything is so blurry. It's so quick, but so slow and sluggish, so deep, but we're already halfway there. Never skipping a beat. So wonderful to follow me. At 4, thoughts are starting to return more and more. Everything is much more clear. You're listening to me and nothing else. But at 3, you can find that you've risen up quite a bit, rolling your shoulders, curling your toes, balling your fists, and releasing again. 3, oh yes, again, just getting you up to 2, so much closer to the surface, and I unlatch your leash, and 1, wake up. I'll slip that collar off for now. Maybe I'll keep it on you. But that's for another time. Hope you've enjoyed yourself. And remember, when you're good for me, and there's nothing else to worry about, then all that's left is just mocha. Have a good day, a good night, Enjoy yourself, plaything.